It was truly a life-changing event in my life. For all the things I've done, nothing compares to what I had the privilege of doing with the IMER team down in Louisiana.
That's Carl Clinic trauma surgeon Dr. James Gregory. On August 30th, the day the second levee broke in New Orleans, he and a team of other doctors, nurses, and paramedics were ordered into action by Governor Blagojevich. Despite extensive drills, Gregory says Katrina was the 11-member Illinois Medical Emergency Response Team's first actual emergency call.
We always plan, we do exercises, we do drills. You hate to say anything tragic like this is useful, but in essence it was, because it got us to be able to actually trial all of the plans that we had put in place, and we learned a lot from this. And I think the great tragedy would be if we forgot that.
Dr. Gregory says his team and another from New Mexico were directed to a makeshift hospital at Pete Maravich Basketball Arena on the Louisiana State University campus in Baton Rouge. Gregory says his group had practiced disaster plans for maybe 300 patients and now had to adapt that strategy for thousands of evacuees.
It was very clear that whether we wanted to or not, we had to do something because the patients were going to come. They had no place else to go. Everything south of us was essentially wiped out. So that the feeling was one of, if you can imagine, desperation and hope at the same time. You were overwhelmed, but you knew you just had to dig in and start going one at a time and deal with it.
Joining Gregory on the team was Carl Foundation Hospital nurse Sharon Dotson. She says things weren't well organized when they arrived.
So our first task was to appropriately mark the areas, triage the patients to the right area, assign nurses there, and then get triage to take them to the right area. We had nurses and doctors in three zones, red, yellow, and green, due to the severity.
The red zone patients had suffered acute injuries. Patients with chronic illnesses went to the yellow zone, and green zone patients had infectious diseases. Despite the chaotic conditions, Dotson says at least they were indoors in a safe, air-conditioned building with lights.
We were thinking we were going to be outside, so we were getting emails about snakes for the area. Saw on the news in Springfield before we left that morning that somebody saw a shark in an intersection, so we were reading about sharks on the way down. Then we were also hearing the news reports of shootings and violence. So we were real happy not to be involved in any of that.
Dr. Gregory says the emergency hospital at the LSU Maravich Center was a shining star amidst news reports of failure and mismanagement in the Katrina relief effort. By the time their 10-day tour of duty was over, the group had treated over 15,000 patients with just three fatalities. Sharon Dotson hopes her team will build on that performance. With Hurricane Rita now driving out residents in parts of Texas, as well as Louisiana, Dotson says she's ready and willing if called upon.
IMERT's original mission is we stay inside the state and we only go for 3 days. So we blew that out of the water with our first actual deployment. If Illinois is called for medical assistance again, then yes, I hope they pick me.
I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.